So what happened yesterday?
Journal time yesterday. Can you remember anything?
Well, I guess I podcasted yesterday. But yes. Before that, we did breakfast.
Did we do? Oh, yeah, we did. Right, yeah. So, woke up, came to bother you a bit. I actually had breakfast in the morning already. Then we went to Caitlin and Aaron because they said they'd make nice breakfast for us. Then I thought it would be way nicer if I actually ran before. So I went for a nice run. So yeah, you do have some nice, more tame roads for running in the end. Just have to, you know, go and explore and then, you know, make a little map of your favorites.
Yeah.
I was actually tempted to send you out for a run yesterday. I wanted to see what your shoes are like. Mm. Are you gonna run today?
Today would be a great day for a run.
I think so. What does your watch say?
It said that I had a certain pace. Thing to do.
Show us.
I never get there again.
No, you have to start an activity. Try to start an activity. Try a run. Yeah, no, yeah, you have. That's 656. Yeah, so you're doing. This is tempo, yeah. So this is like medium pace. Yeah? I think you should do it because it's a nice interval thing.
Sweet.
Okay. 9 minutes at like medium pace with 3 minutes recovery. This looks like fun.
Nice.
Good test for your shoes.
Okay.
So yeah, I went for a run on a nice gravel track. Only had to do brief moments on the road, and it seemed like every road user that did pass me respected me and gave me lots of space.
Good.
I mean, it's not always easiest because it's a double yellow there, but there's plenty enough space off the road for you to run on as well. Then I came back, had a quick shower, we had some nice breakfast with Caitlin. We had like fried eggs with onions and stuff.
Yeah, I think there was like a vegan meat.
Okay,
in there.
Cool. And yeah, some tomatoes and a very nice pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So much pineapple, was so good. Oh yeah, and Aaron made his nice coffee.
That's
it was
good.
Also very tasty. And yeah, then you podcasted. I went to do my check-in for the flight, which was easy. I got to select my seats this time.
Yay.
Yeah, because last time when I checked in, any seat that was selectable, I'd have to pay.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so I didn't, right?
Yeah.
And this time there was still a bunch of empty ones.
Great.
That I could pick for free. So I just picked something by the window on all three flights. Then I went to pack most of my stuff, except the stuff I was wearing already. I washed my running clothes from earlier, hung them out to dry. And then I went with Aaron and Caitlin to town to just, you know, help them in the renovation efforts. Since Brent was busy podcasting anyway, I thought I might as well go with them and just do something nice. Which was nice. Got to learn a lot about the practicalities of doing house maintenance with the infamous, what do you call it, stud-based wall thingies, where you can't just drill wherever you want.
Yeah, they're massive spaces.
Yeah, you just have plasterboard everywhere. Which, I mean, I'm no stranger to plasterboard, but yeah, every time I try to say, like, oh, let's just like drill here, and I cut myself out. It's like, actually, no, you can't. You can't just drill here. You have some limitations. That was funny. And you have funny square head screws as well.
Yes, those are Canadian.
Yeah, Aaron said it's a Canadian standard. Yeah. Only exists here.
Pretty much.
Also, Aaron has a funny drill where, like, so when I have just my battery hand drill,
yeah,
it's smooth. But Aaron's drill just goes in steps.
Yeah, those are called impact drivers.
Yeah.
They, in the end, make it easier. And they grip better and all this stuff. And they're lighter, etc., etc., etc.
I found that to be the opposite at the beginning.
Yeah,
and
same.
It just felt like it just keeps slipping because every step is so big and then it stops.
Yeah.
But then Aaron's like, oh, you can actually change the speed.
That's true.
So I lowered the speed and then it was nice.
Oh, nice.
However, I mean, yeah, it's interesting. I need to see if they exist in Germany.
They do.
They probably do.
Yeah, they do. I owned one for the longest time because I bought a kit that was like a normal drill and one of these impact drills, and I didn't use it for a couple years. Mm-hmm. And Aaron convinced me, he's like, no, like, try it. And sure enough, like, once you get used to it, it's amazing, and you never go back.
Yeah, so I might be up for another purchase. Another thing that we ran out of time to get, I need to see if they exist in Germany, is those inflatable pillow things that you can wedge
those
stuff
up
for leveling things, because I really struggle with leveling washing machines and stuff.
Oh, super useful for that.
And this would be perfect.
Nice.
And they only, like, we said, like $20 a pack. Yeah. That's like a couple of them. And he was like, yeah, we can go to the shop and get it, and we forgot. But they must exist in Europe, because the ones he has are made in Denmark.
Okay, well, that kind of gives it away, doesn't it?
So, yeah, that was fun. It was a fun experience helping him, and, you know, living the lifestyle that I at least only got to see in YouTube whenever fucking LTT does their stupid homemade cars.
Oh, man.
You know? Now I get to see how it works.
Did Aaron show you a stud wall? Like, did you go into the mechanical room and see how it
works? Yes, yeah. We did. I mean, I have kind of seen it, because, like I said, I have helped build plaster walls before. But they're usually small connecting walls when you divide the room. They're not just your...
Structural walls.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, these are not structural walls. Like, the structure is carried by some pillars and stuff, I guess. Or whatever. No. Okay. So if you have a multi-story building, how is the second floor propped?
Yeah, it's built on the same
on the same
wall.
Wooden frame.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, that doesn't exist. It's just dividing walls. We have it. If you want to split a room or something. I actually designed a built one with a door inside.
Yeah.
Okay. In Berlin, and then, yeah. I always overbuild them. I always add way too much wood and way too much bolts.
We have like such...
Yeah.
We don't even think about it, but there are such well understood standards that for doing things like doors and windows.
It's almost like Lego. It's just like plop, 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 done.
Yeah, but also you have to think about like force distribution. So above doors and windows, you usually have like a bit of a beam that transfers those particular members over to the next ones.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting, actually.
I kind of did that. When I built my plaster wall with a door, I actually had a hanging door. So the door was hanging over that top beam.
Okay.
But super fun, actually, considering like it was just a simple chore thing.
Yeah.
And he was, fun fact, before you came, Aaron was just on his phone, and I did all the leveling and adjusting and screwing, and just when you came, I was like, oh, you're just watching, and like, I fucking did all of it, and then Aaron like just stepped in as you came in.
That's hilarious.
He just constantly kept getting phone calls from Vans, because Vans was on some sale somewhere.
Yeah, for the tires or whatever.
There was some construction company going on there, and they were doing a sale of all of whatever they owned, and just found so much shit, and he was like, yeah, do you want this? And he was just like on the phone the whole time, and I was just like plucking away.
That's funny.
Yeah, then we went and had lunch/dinner in the fire hall again. And oh my god, you can have poutine as a side. I was like, oh yes.
I know, right?
Like,
and you can pick any poutine.
I can have a second meal as part of the first meal. Like, oh yes, please. So yeah, the burger was nice. It wasn't like the nicest burger I've ever had. Actually, a lot of like the burgers in Berlin we order are usually a little bit larger in diameter. And they are, this one was a little bit on the dry side.
Okay.
But it's whatever you like, right? Usually when you order something that has more sauce in it, it eventually dissolves, so it can be messy. So, yeah, it really depends what you want. But all in all, it was a very tasty meal. And this like poutine with pulled pork is just so amazing. And you even managed to wrangle them into making you a vegan gluten-free one.
Yeah, it took a bit,
now,
but we got it.
Yeah, so now you know what to do. You can just go there and have it anytime.
Although mine was so big, I could have just used a side, but it was like for
yeah,
four
when
people.
I looked at it, I at first thought that this was the plate to share between Kayla
and
Aaron, and I was like, ah, no, that's just brand meal.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. I mean, you still have it, right? You still have some.
I have half of it.
Yeah. Then we came home. I finished packing. I asked you for some cleaning supplies, and then we washed the shit out of BBB.
Yeah, we did.
I did it with sunglasses on to pretend like I care about sunlight blocking. But at least we got to spend some time outside because the weather was nice. It was just the right temperature to sit outside.
It's true. That was a great idea.
And following that, we did the finances. In the end, yeah. I owe you like 250 euros.
The total trip I looked at was 2,100 Canadian dollars, not including like mechanical stuff for the motorcycle.
Would you consider that reasonable? This is for two people,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
For two people.
Yeah.
And this includes food and fuel, right? And
food, fuel,
and we did not hold
hotels.
Back on food. Yeah, we did.
No, the food was, we could have did better on food, but we kind of splurged.
Yeah, I mean, this holidays, right? Yeah. You're just doing things to enjoy it and try new things.
McDonald's,
Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza.
Yeah, so we could have spent a little less, but I think we did pretty well. Like, camping was a great way to save money.
Yes, for sure. Because like
$20 to $30 per night.
Instead of $250.
It's like 10 times less.
Yeah, so I think for sure we did everything right.
Yeah.
Everything the way. I'd say it was, in the end, set up perfectly for a balance of cost and enjoyment.
Nice.
I wouldn't have changed any of it.
I agree.
Which is why I asked you, like, what do you think? Because, like, every person has slightly different outlook on finances. But for me, this was good.
Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, I mean, this also included, like, cenas, which were $2.50 a pop.
Also a splurge.
Yeah, but well worth it. And then finally we went to bed, right? Yeah, I thought I'm gonna shower, but I thought, fuck it, I won't shower. Because I probably have to shower in the morning anyway.
Right.
So, and I already showered after the run.
Okay.
So, I went to bed. Made sure everything is charged and plugged in and stuff. Yeah, and that's it. And we are here.
Where are we now?
Oh, we're just sitting on a bench right next to a cliff, just on Aaron's property. Just looking out down towards the marshlands just below and the rail track in the distance. On the backdrop of mountains.
I thought maybe we'd see an ungulate. No such luck.
Next time.
Maybe.